Where is it? Where is it?
Are you sure you lost your newest amazing invention?
Don't be ridiculous. I specifically remember saying Eureka when it was finished. Keep looking!
Wow, guys, we need to have a talk about keeping this place clean.
Don't just stand there sipping smoothies. Today is the deadline to submit for the Young Genius Award, and I can't find my miracle slurper. It uses high-powered suction to collect and purify water at a distance of up to 30 feet.
We'll help you find it. What does it look like?
Ooh, good question, Angela.
It's a tube, and it... You don't know what it looks like, Hank! You've been looking for it all day!
I figured I'd know it when I saw it.
Well, it looked like a hollow tube with lights and a motor.
When you say lights and a motor, you don't mean blinking lights and a small motor, do you?
Yes, exactly! Have you seen it?
Here's the thing. The dictionary defines a mistake as something that should...
Where is it, Tom? Where is my top secret, not ready to be seen yet, miracle slurper?
Tom! That invention you said I could bring to school got me in trouble! I was using it to shoot spitballs at my teacher, but it got too powerful and the spitballs went through the wall, so my teacher took it away. You know which invention I'm talking about, right? The tube with the lights and the motor.
You don't give away other people's things, Tom. You don't give away other people's things.
I can explain. See, it was early this morning, and I was hard at work on a project of my own.
Whoa! Amazing!
I know, right? It's incredible!
Can I take it to school?
Yeah, that might be tough, but if you can find a way to get it there, sure.
Thanks, Tom!
Huh? I don't know. The real problem isn't that I gave away your invention. It's that Ginger didn't try hard enough to make eye contact with me.
Wow, Tom. I think I speak for everyone when I say, that is one amazing French toast tower.
Thank you. I'll have you know it's as structurally sound as it is mouthwatering.
Forget that! My invention is gone!
Well, it's not really gone. Ginger's teacher has it.
Right! All we have to do is go to a school and get it back.
Except my teacher said it, my parents would have to come get it.
Like I said, all we have to do is get Ginger's parents to go to a school and get it back.
Except my parents are in the South Pacific riding submarines.
Wait, what? Why?
For fun.
Okay, what if Angela and I pretend to be Ginger's parents, meet with his teacher, and get the miracle slurper back?
Oh, that could work. Mm-hmm. Ginger, tell me everything about your mom so I can understand her character.
Come along, Junior.
Do I have to go back to school? I just got out of there.
Don't you talk to your father like that. Is that something she would say?
This better work. Don't you dare come back here without my miracle slurp. Wow. That is structurally sound.
Ginger, hold still! Oh, you're a mess!
Stop it! I look fine!
Man, it feels like just yesterday I was running this school. All the guys wanted to be me. All the girls wanted to be me too. That's how cool I was. If there was a spring fling dance coming up, I'd ask you to go with me.
Aww.
So many memories here. If these walls could talk,
You're going to keep getting in trouble until you learn to pay attention! Now pick those up and organize them by how much they need sharpening.
What would the talking walls say?
Ginger, you didn't tell me your teacher was Miss Fanthrax?
You didn't ask!
I can't go in there. She was my teacher too, and she's the scariest person I've ever met.
Your old teacher shouldn't scare you, Tom.
Uh-huh.
You're a grown-up now, just like her.
Uh-huh.
Tom!
Come on, Dad!
No! I'm glad we're finally meeting, Mr. and Mrs. Ginger.
Yes, it's so great to meet you too, Miss Fanthrax. Isn't that right, honey? Right. Anyway, my son, who is Ginger, who is definitely my son, has told me so much about you.
Has he now? I'm surprised he could stop shooting spitballs long enough to tell you anything.
That's our little prankster. But really, he is a good kid, and we'll make sure this never happens again.
That's good to hear. Remember, discipline begins at home.
We got the machine! Let's scram! Shall we leave, Mother and Father?
See what I mean, prankster?
Oh, and one more thing. I recognized you the second you walked in. Thomas, my old student. I hope you're enjoying your little back-to-school visit, because it just got extended.
What?
No, no, no! It's not fair!
You come into my classroom, you play by my rules. Welcome to detention, troublemakers.
Why aren't they back?
Oh, stop worrying and watch TV. Look, it's the Bongo and McGillicuddy where Bongo and McGillicuddy go to jail.
What? Aren't they cops?
Cops, framed for a crime they didn't commit. Will they break out of this prison and clear their names?
Well, when you say it like that, it makes you want to watch the episode.
Sure. We gotta break out of this prison.
Get me out.
Shh. I have a plan.
What?
What? Two.
No. Just
now.
Whoa. Ow. Nice try, Thomas. Oh. But it looks like all your detentions just turned into double detention. I can stay here all night. Nobody's waiting up for me at home. Just one benefit of being a single gal. The point is, you three aren't going anywhere.
This isn't fair! I was just sitting at my desk like a well-behaved boy.
A well-behaved boy wouldn't be in detention in the first place.
All right, Miss Van Thrax. If that's how you want to play this, that's how we'll play this. I know my rights. I want my phone call.
How did you know? Oh, fine, then. You must think you're real clever.
What phone call?
School Handbook Rule 437. Anyone sentenced to detention is allowed one phone call to the parent or guardian.
You get one phone call. And only one phone call. So you better make it count.
Hello? Hey, Angela.
What?
Mom? No, this is Hank.
Angela, what are you doing?
Hi, Mom. I'm calling from detention.
Are you speaking in code? Confirm or deny, you're in detention, and you're using School Handbook Rule 437 to let me know.
That is surprisingly specific.
Oh, no. Now I'll never get the miracle slurper in time.
No! You!
It looks like the best way to stay out of jail is to break out.
They did it! Just like the last time I watched this episode.
Angela, Mom is coming for you. I see him. Now I just need him.
Well, if it isn't another troublemaker, you just fell into the wrong classroom. Benjamin?
Velma?
Velma?
I haven't seen you since the teacher's pet mixer.
What's going on?
What in the world are you doing here?
Well, I'm trying to retrieve an invention of mine that someone gave away without permission. It's a water collection and purification device that apparently can also be used to make, spitballs.
What a delightful misunderstanding. I'd love to see this in action.
I'd be happy to show you.
Hello. What about us?
You know, Ms. V, Angela was just, trying to help me. And Ginger is just a kid.
Oh, Very well. You two, prepare to be educated.
Whoa, cool. Awesome. Learning's fun.
Hey, yeah. What about me?
I think you need a little longer to learn what was wrong about what you did.
What? You can't do that.
No talking, Thomas. Now let's go, youngster. Wisdom awaits.
Yay!
Wait! Come back! Don't leave me here!
You can't leave me here!
Tom, in detention for a crime he didn't commit. Will he break out of his old school? Or will he remain a prisoner of that teeny tiny kid desk? Yes, he will.